Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Go look at yourself in the mirror and point to yourself and say, God loves me.
That's great, because I love me too.
Live in the freedom that God loves you unconditionally.
And he loves you unconditionally.
God's love for you is unconditional.
Preaching that God loves you unconditionally is the wrong message.
God has a good will towards everybody, believers and non-believers.
But there is another love reserved only for those who embrace the gospel and put their trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Is there anything more exciting than the big, beautiful bill? This is Wretched Radio. Did you watch the signing as the Jets flew overhead? The big, beautiful bill. It's going to usher in a golden age for America. And we love that stuff. Could there be anything better? Yep, I'm holding it in my never-before nicotine-stained fingers. I'm sorry, from my little Christian perspective, this to me is way more impactful, enduring, and important. That's right. I enjoyed the signing of the big, beautiful bill. I like a lot of the stuff that's inside of it. I'm hopeful that it's going to affect human flourishing, but all of it will recede into the rearview mirror of history. There have been many big, beautiful bills, and they're important. They do affect us as a society. But there is nothing more important than the souls of men, women, and children and where they will spend eternity. And that's why I'm so pumped about this. And I hope this will be an encouragement to you too. Well, what is it that I'm rattling around in my never-before nicotine-stained fingers? It is the current list of all of the places where an evangelistic card is going to be put into the hands of a young man, because virtually all of them, and that is not an exaggeration, are struggling with porn. They are lost, they are confused, they feel guilt, they feel shame. And the card that is going to be distributed has a QR code that brings them to not just a book, but also an audio book, and now a video book connected to a QR code. And these are the places where they're going to be distributed, by people who visited fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. That's it. We got a lot of stuff going on. This is eternal kingdom work right here. Yeah, politics, it has its place, but it is a drop in the bucket compared to eternity. Come on, Caesar had big, beautiful bills. Cool. Winston Churchill had a big, beautiful bill. Neato Keane. But this is more important because the gospel is what God is about. Shining the light on his goodness, his kindness, his mercy, his benevolence, his love for sinners through the redemptive work of his son, Jesus Christ. That's the work. That's the bill that is truly big and beautiful because it lasts for eternity. So I've got pages. I think we've got about 200 people who have already signed up to give away the Play the Man cards. 200 folks said, okay, I'm going to do it. Here's where they're going in no particular order. One wrote, streets and shelter. Good for you. University of Virginia, Michigan State University, Sacramento State, Virginia Western Community College, Branson, Missouri, tourists. Yep, they... Is Branson still in business? I don't know. What is Jim Stafford still working? That's, I think, the question that we need to have an answer to. Does he still not like spiders and snakes? Is he still actually performing in Branson? What about them Oak Ridge boys? Can you still get a ticket to see those guys at Branson? Parks, stores, anywhere. Lone Star Community College, UNLV, University of Tennessee, Knoxville, Ukraine, with student ministry. Cool. Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota. That is, whew, we're getting close to Canada there, is what we are. Baylor University. Baylor is the one that just received over $500,000 to start promoting more aggressively LGBTQ stuff. Baylor University. University of Akron, parks where youth are around, Collin College, the Frisco campus, school and work, University of Mary, University of Mary, Washington. Or is it University of Mary in Washington? I think that's right up there with Jim Stafford and the Oak Ridge Boys. This is the type of information we need. Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, in my neighborhood, at work to customers, Houston Christian University, area high schools, wherever I go, Northern Kentucky University, Garden City Community College, University of Findlay in Ohio, Wesleyan University, Downtown Rescue Mission. It just goes, that's like two pages, 200 people. Would you like to participate in something eternal, something that is lasting, something that will literally ripple through eternity? Wouldn't you love to be involved in the saving of souls? This is so easy. You don't need to talk to anybody. Okay, beyond saying, here. There you go. One word. Here. Okay, we'll make it two words if you want to get really bold. Get this. See, you make it a question mark. Get this. It's all you need to do. And then you put it in their hand and off they go. Or you could even stop and talk to them. This is an outstanding opportunity and we're giving them away and they're free and so is shipping. Come on, y'all. Shipping is nothing. Nothing's going to cost you nothing. Okay. Our gospel partners provide the support for it. But that's what we do here. The more people give, the more we want to be given away. So if you would like to participate and add to our list and do something that is bigger than a big, beautiful bill, fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. You say, will they get the gospel? Well, let me share with you some excerpt, little bits from the book. It says this, chapter one, first things first, before you can pass go, collect $200, you got to make sure you're a Christian. And we go through the law and we go through the gospel. But then there's an explanation I thought might be helpful for you. When it comes to battling the sin of pornography or any sin whatsoever, the reason that people are enslaved to porn is because they like it. They prefer it over righteousness. And so do you, and so do I. In the moment, we are loving something less, which is why chapter 3 is called Trading a Cistern for a Well. So let me share with you an excerpt from that. Merely pointing out the disgusting nature of porn cannot expunge your love for it. A denunciation of the horrors of your habits must be supplanted by something else, or your heart will forever desire its former lover. That's the way it works. If you are commanded to kick a beloved king off the throne of your heart without a benevolent king in waiting, you will not be willing to engage in this coup. To be clear, you should never stop growing in your revulsion towards sin, but a man who is merely sin-focused will never gain mastery over his members. You and I need the expulsive power of new and better affections. Thanks to indoor plumbing, most of us don't know what a cistern is. It's a man-made receptacle, old school. This is Old Testament style. They probably still use it in places where they don't have plumbing, where the water gathers and it'll drain down then into a pot. And that's your mostly sort of potable water. It's going to be mealy. It's going to be grainy. It's going to be filled with whatever flies into it. And it's not going to be cold and refreshing. And the Bible uses the cistern to point out you're drinking from a busted cistern when you choose sin. And Jesus and Isaiah first, and then Jesus echoes it. Come to the living water. Come to the better. Porn is the lesser. What is the better? Jesus and his ways. They're better. And until an individual sees him as better, his ways as better, you're going to keep going back to the cistern. And you're going to be drinking from tepid, mealy, dirty water, and you're never going to be satisfied because it never satisfies. Come to the well. Come to the clean, cool, refreshing waters that quenches your thirst. And it can only be found in Jesus Christ. So what is the goal then of the individual struggling with sin? Yeah, have a revulsion for sin. You got to have that, but you've got to have expulsive power that comes with the new affection of growing in your love for Jesus Christ and recognizing that his ways are always better ways. You never, no, in the history, I don't know if Barna's done this poll, no dude who has ever watched porn went, you know what, I'm really glad I did that today. No, they never do that. Why? Because they drank from a cistern. Would you like to pass out living water to people on university campuses or just about any place? Please visit FortisInstitute.org/playtheman. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. Will you join us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. And together, we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Marriage and parenting, beautiful gifts from God, but let's be honest, they're not easy. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're wondering if you're doing it right, listen, you're not alone. And more importantly, there's hope. Pastor Brad Bigney understands these challenges. With 36 years of biblical counseling experience and over 3 decades of shepherding his church, he brings you God's timeless wisdom each and every week on Thrive. Find Thrive with Brad Bigney right now at FortisPlus.org or all major podcast platforms. Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? College campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years? You can order free cards right now, yes, I said free, at FortisInstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field. You know what's remarkable? Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at FortisInstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters.
Know your church fathers. Cyprian was a 3rd century theologian from Carthage, North Africa, where he served as bishop until he was beheaded under Emperor Valerian. Cyprian authored a book called On the Unity of the Church, stressing the unity of the universal church as well as the importance and authority of the local church. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How would you like to be a brand new you? Too late, you already are. This is Wretched Radio. If you are in Christ, you're a new creation. You do not need to sin. You do not need to walk like the pagans. You can walk what you are. What are you? You are called as a saint. That's who you are positionally in Jesus Christ. You are a saint. And Paul, in the book of Ephesians, then encourages you to just act it out. Act the way that you are. Some verses, as we learned in Sunday school this week at Alpharetta Bible Church, if you ever visit us, and we love seeing visitors come to Alpharetta Bible Church, come early for Bible study. You'll be blessed like nobody's business because Mike does a bang-up job. We're working through the book of Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, you were once darkness. That's who you were. Be imitators of God as dear children. That's what you are. You're a dear child. You're a new creation. Walk in love as Christ loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. So there's all the motivation you need to be and live what you are. You're a dear child of God who has been loved. It should be a no-brainer then to choose righteousness. That's all been done for me. Why would I want to play Judas and betray my Savior for sin? No, you don't want to do that as a new creation. And verses 1 and 2 tell us exactly how. Where do you get the power to do that? You walk in love because Christ has loved you and given himself up for you as an offering and sacrifice to God. And then he lists some familiar words. And most likely, as I read these, you're going to go, yeah, that seems pretty clear. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for the saints. Do you know what those three words mean and what they have to do with one another? Mike brought this out in Sunday school. Fornication, all uncleanness, and covetousness, greed. Wait, what? What? Why do those three go together? Well, one of them is the fornication is what you do with your body. We know what that word means. It's what you do with your body. But then the next word, all uncleanness, has more to do with the thoughts. So be pure in how you use your body, but be pure in how you use your mind. But then it throws in something interesting, covetousness. What does greed have to do with fornication and dirty thoughts? Well, they're all the same. It's all about desiring something that doesn't belong to you. So they're lumped together. But then he goes even further, and it may be, remember, Paul, he presents an argument. These are not disjointed. These are not like proverbial thoughts. He then says, but fornication, all of these things, they shouldn't even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither, and then this is a weird list, filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. It's not fitting for a new creation. It's not fitting for a saint. It's not fitting for a beloved child of God. What isn't? Filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting. How did we get there? It seems that Paul went from body purity, mind purity, and tongue purity. That is how we are to behave as saints, as priests in the kingdom of God. We are supposed to act the way that we are, and we have every motivation to do so because of verse 1 and 2. Because you have been loved. You've been sacrificed for. Now, don't walk in the darkness anymore. Walk in the light. How does one do that? I think one of the keys, if not the key, is having a greater love for Jesus Christ. The more you love him, the more you loathe sin. The more you stare at Jesus, the more you will become like Jesus because you will love him more and more and more. Having said that, I think that there's something else that we need to desire. I don't think this should be the primary desire, but I do think that it is a desire that is helpful in the battle of sin. To be able to walk in purity and integrity in every regard. And that is to understand what God wants to make of you, what you could look like, how you could present yourself, how people view somebody who walks in integrity. I think Psalm 1 supports this. The man, the woman who dwells on his word, what happens? Privileges. The dude who doesn't, no privileges. You shrivel up, die. You don't get to do anything glorious because you're not walking in the light of what you actually are. Permit me to share with you chapter 5 of Play the Man. This is the booklet that we have on. It's going to be online. It's going to be audio. It's going to be video. It's going to be the printed word. We have this QR code on a card. There's the card right there that you can distribute wherever you go to young men. Hand it to them. And this particular one says, enough is enough. You've tried everything. Nothing works. Play the Man isn't just another book. It's exactly what you need to break the chains of porn. One of the things that you need to break the chains of porn is a higher view of Jesus and, I contend, a higher view of yourself. From the booklet, a godly man is the best of men. He might not have the strength to strangle a wild boar, but he has the internal strength that rules his members. He has mastery over his thoughts, his emotions, will, and passions. In other words, he walks in the light. He walks what he was made to be. The godly man doesn't strut with his chest thrust out, but he has an internal confidence that is attractive to women and men alike. A godly man is relied on, looked to. A godly man is admired, given weightier responsibilities. He makes women feel safe. He raises kids to love the Lord because they see Christ in their father. Want to be that kind of man? You can be. You can have mastery over your desires and channel your energies into accomplishing great things. God gives us that choice, doesn't he? This isn't out of my imagination. You can be a privy pot, or you can be a beautiful vase used for glorious things. Up to you. Now, the world says the glorious things are becoming a captain of industry, owning a big house, fast car. Those are the things that you should be striving for. But that's not what genuine great things are. If you want to be a great man, being honest in thought, word, and deed, possessing integrity at all times and in all places, even when you're alone, inspiring other men to be better versions of themselves, leading a woman who looks at you like you hung the moon, having kids who tell their friends, I want to be just like my daddy. Those are great things. Want to be that kind of man? You can be. You can be mentally strong and direct your energies toward one woman. You want to be a man who celebrates 50 years of marriage with a woman who cannot live without you still. Would you like to be a man whose children think, my dad belongs on Mount Rushmore? You don't have to be a slinking, skulking, weak, deformed man. You can be these things. You can be these things. Why? Because first of all, positionally, you already are. Imagine that. Isn't that just mind-boggling? Let's say you're still dabbling in porn, whatever that looks like. Nevertheless, God sees you as a saint. That's what you need to know. That's what you need to know. That the Lord has purchased you, cleansed you, adopted you, and that he loves you forever. You will always choose what your affections tell you is the better thing. So you need to see the better version of yourself. And these are all biblical references, by the way. So here's the compare and contrast. The choice is yours, whether it's porn or any other sin. Here's your choice that you're making. When you contemplate, should I do this or not? You can choose dog vomit or godliness. You pick. You can choose to be a low-life pervert or a dignified, masculine man. You can choose to live a diminished life of shame, or a life that leads your wife and children to conclude you belong in the Godly Man Hall of Fame. You can choose to be alone with yourself in a way that would make the world disgusted. if they caught you in your dirty deed, or you can walk away from your computer and tell the Lord, I love you more than this momentary pleasure, and I want to be a man who does great things for you. You can choose to be a low-life creeper who peeps into forbidden windows, or you can choose to lead a virtuous and admired life. How can you do that? Well, the answer is you can't. But God will give you the power as you have a better vision of Jesus and a better vision of yourself. Would you like to help young men become what God wants them to be? You can distribute Play the Man for free. Simply visit fortisinstitute.org/playtheman and join hundreds of others who will be invading America, mostly university campuses, but everywhere, with great news that Jesus Christ is the better choice. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.